By lending scientific credibility to the Hegelian and Romantic view of nations as organic beings, Darwinism bequeathed to scientists a license to treat social problems like biological puzzles. All the ills of modern mass society, urban crowding, a rising population among the lower classes, poor public hygiene, even the dumbing down of mainstream bourgeois culture, now seemed curable through conscientious application of biological principles. Indeed, the population explosion, and in particular the explosion of the wrong populations, were of a piece with Darwinian thought from the outset. Darwin himself admitted that his ideas were merely an extension of Malthusianism to the natural world. Thomas Malthus was the economic philosopher who predicted that a natural human tendency to overbreed, coupled with finite natural resources, would yield persistent misery. Intellectuals feared that modern technology had removed the natural constraints on population growth among the unfit, raising the possibility that the higher elements would be swamped by the black and brown hordes below. Not only was America no exception to this widespread panic among the intellectual and aristocratic classes, it often led the way. American progressives were obsessed with the racial health of the nation, supposedly endangered by mounting waves of immigration as well as overpopulation by native-born Americans. Many of the outstanding progressive projects, from prohibition to the birth control movement, were grounded in this quest to tame the demographic beast. Leading progressive intellectuals saw eugenics as an important and often indispensable tool in the quest for the holy grail of social control. Scholarly exchanges between eugenicists, raceologists, race hygienists, and birth controllers in Germany and the United States were unremarkable and regular occurrences. Hitler studied American eugenics while in prison, and sections of Mein Kampf certainly reflect that immersion. Indeed, some of his arguments seem to be lifted straight out of various progressive tracts on race suicide. Hitler wrote to the president of the American Eugenic Society to ask for a copy of his case for sterilization, which called for the forcible sterilization of some 10 million Americans, and later sent him another note thanking him for his work. Madison Grant's passing of the Great Race also made a huge impression on Hitler, who called the book his Bible. In 1934, when the National Socialist government had sterilized over 50,000 unfit Germans, a frustrated American eugenicist exclaimed, "The Germans are beating us at our own game."